We're going to move to education now, and specifically the funding of public schools. More than a dozen states are being sued by parents and school districts right now over school funding. Kansas is the epicenter of this litigation, and the state Supreme Court hears the latest case in just a few days. Sam Zeff of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports.
The current case was filed 5 years ago. It says two things. Kansas has failed to provide enough money to adequately educate all of its kids, and that funding is inequitable between districts. But here's what really sets Kansas apart.
My name's Alan Roop. I'm a lawyer in Wichita, Kansas, and I have been involved in school finance litigation since the middle of the year 1989.
That's right. Roop has been suing Kansas for 27 years. An entire generation of educators here has rarely seen a time without a school funding lawsuit. The current lawsuit has tied the legislature in knots for 2 years. Recently, the court threatened to close public schools on June 30th if lawmakers failed to equalize funding across the state. That threat did not sit well with conservative lawmakers, including State Senator Jeff Melcher from suburban Kansas City.
This was really a temper tantrum by the courts. They were threatening to shut down our entire school system statewide over about a 1% inequity between school districts. And that's just pathetic.
Representative Jerry Lunn, another conservative Republican, says the state spends 51% of its revenue on schools.
I'm sorry. It's laughable to suggest we're not adequately funding K-12 in Kansas.
But the plaintiff school districts have argued it's the legislature's attempt to solve the problem that's laughable. They say lawmakers essentially move dollars around, with a handful of poor districts getting a little more money. In their Supreme Court brief, those districts called it a shell game.
I understand that people want to paint us as money-grubbing mongers, that that's all we want, that there's no end.
That's Cynthia Lane, superintendent of the Kansas City, Kansas School District, and one of the plaintiffs.
But really what we want is adequate resources to do the job that we know how to do.
Lane students are poor. 80% qualify for free or reduced price lunch. Most, she says, go to homes with no computers or books. That's why she's suing the state.
We know that studies that have been done show that when you invest and you provide quality funding for quality schools, then great things happen for kids. So money does matter.
So whether schools will get more money or even stay open in Kansas now depends on 2 hours of arguments in the state Supreme Court on May 10th. The state will say it passed a bill that fixes the problem. The schools will argue the fix actually makes things worse. And attorney Alan Roop will make another one of his many arguments for Kansas schools.
Our people are our greatest resource, and if we're shorting these kids on their education just to save a buck, that's not a very smart move for the economic development in the state.
For NPR News, I'm Sam Zeff in Kansas City.
This story is part of the NPR Ed series, School Money. To see what the districts in your state spend per student, visit npr.org/schoolmoney.